The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? How are you, Abby?
I'm doing pretty good. Mondays are kind of hit or miss because it depends on how long your weekend was or how exhausting it was. But I feel like I had a good mix of going out and doing fun things and just rotting on my couch. Yeah. So I'm ready to attack the week.
Okay. Mo, this was a sad weekend for you.
Yeah, this was a rough weekend, man. I was about to say we should probably just skip me. But making it in there, man. Yeah. You know, dealing with three close personal deaths this weekend. All in one weekend.
Man. Oh, my God.
Three in one weekend. So, I'm not doing so well.
Yeah, you're on the struggle bus today.
I'm struggling.
Totally understand, man.
Yeah, man.
Cassie's back. How are you, Cass?
I'm good. I spent the last few days in New Orleans with my mom and my sister just bonding and spending some time together. We made some really good memories and had some really tough conversations. And so it was a great trip overall.
Cool.
Yeah.
On Friday night, I went to Tyler, the Creator with my son, Hayden. And Tyler got up on stage in the middle of the night, 9:30. and stayed there till like 11:30. It was really fun though. I had a great time. I didn't know but two songs.
Okay.
But other than that, it was a really great time. And then it was pretty chill the rest of the weekend. All right. So Kristen is entering the studio now because she has sold her forehead as a billboard this morning for Burt's Big Adventure. And the first sponsor is on what we called last week, that beautiful, pristine forehead.
Yes, this temporary tattoo went on way too easy. And my forehead is sponsored by the Poodoo today. From 6 a.m. until 10 a.m., I will be repping the Poo Dude.
And I love how the logo is blue, and you also have your Burt's Big Adventure blue hoodie on. I don't know if that was coincidence or not.
It was complete coincidence Tommy's been the one communicating with everybody, collecting their logos. Tommy, he did send the receipt for the $350 that he donated, right?
What $350?
This did he send the receipt?
An April Fool's joke, Kristen. We got no money.
It was Venmo for $3.50.
No, he did.
Is he on with us and ready to go? I would love for him to. He hasn't seen it, obviously, yet.
No.
Hey, Cameron.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good,
man. He's calling from the bathroom because he helped me adhere it to my forehead.
Did he? Because he's all around poo. The billboard is on the forehead this morning.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, you have no idea how amazing it is, friend.
That's a lot more words than I thought y'all would get on there.
Yeah, me too. And fun fact. So yesterday, Tommy had sent me an email asking for my forehead dimensions.
Yeah.
And so yesterday.
Wait. Uh-huh. Let's not just roll over that.
Yeah.
Tommy called you yesterday for what?
No. He emailed me Friday and it was like, forehead. I need your forehead dimensions.
You got to know how much space you're working with.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be thorough.
When you put up a billboard, you don't want to waste any space.
No, good call, Tommy. Good call.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yesterday morning, first thing I do when I get up is I ask my husband, Bart, I need you to measure my forehead. And he obviously listens to the show, so he knew what this was for. So he measured. We had some discrepancies. He thought it was a little bit smaller. I was going to give it a little bit wider berth. So 2x5 is what the forehead is.
Okay. Like a postcard.
Yeah. Yeah. So 2 inches by 5 inches. And then Jimmy watched us do this whole thing. So then Jimmy wanted me to measure his forehead.
Okay.
So I measured my now 4-year-old son's forehead. And turns out his forehead, the exact same size as mine.
Now,
wow.
Now, this could have been non-traditional revenue for you also because if Jimmy was excited about you having the billboard on your forehead, certainly he would like to have it on his forehead as well. And he would just forget about it.
Yeah.
So that could have been added revenue.
So he could have been at preschool today with the poo-doo on his forehead, which the kids would have loved because they love saying poo and pee and poop and all that fun stuff.
Cameron, this is amazing $350 value you got here, man. Let me tell you.
Oh, of course. Definitely. It's a lot cheaper than the billboards I have looked into.
But you sent the receipt to Tommy. So we have.
We've confirmed everybody's paid across the board.
Okay. Oh. All right. Good stuff.
Except me. I added $150 to this one.
Yes. To make it a total of $500.
So what exactly is it the Poo Dude does besides, like, are you in Noonan and you pick up people's poo if they just don't want to do it in their backyard?
The dog's poo, not the people's poo.
Yeah, that's a different conversation altogether.
I hope it's mostly dog poo. No, yeah, that's what we do. It's just we started the business. I did lawn care for 5 years, and I would always step on it. It would get on my clothes, and I was like, I wonder if people would pay for it to be scooped. And it was actually my wife who came home with the business license and said, let's do it.
I'm just really curious how much that costs. So, like, let's just say I don't want to pick up my dog's poo, right? What am I paying you for that?
We charge by the month, and if you do a weekly service, that's $75 for the month, and that's me coming out once a week, scooping, and removing it.
That sounds like
a
deal.
I don't leave it with you.
I'm telling you.
Do you charge? Obviously, you charge more if there's more dogs, right?
More dogs and more square footage to scoop.
Yeah, sure.
Got it.
So the visual here is Kristen has literally your logo is on her forehead, which says the poo dude. It says, we scoop dog poop. Is that on your forehead? It is on your forehead, too. And then underneath that is thepoodude.com. And on either side of the logo and the website is two poop emojis.
That's amazing. I love that.
The whole thing fit.
And Cameron, as proof of purchase, I just texted you a picture of Kristen with said tattoo. Mm. So if you want to check that out, it's there for your perusal.
Yeah, proof of life of your temporary tattoo is officially on my forehead.
Two scoops of poop.
That's it.
Looks
this is
really
my life.
Good. That came out really good.
You approved.
Did it? And I think we also have to credit the origin of this idea because remember, you walked in here and your forehead was so pristine that I'm like, man, that thing looks so good. Mm-hmm. And then you suggested the billboard.
I can only blame myself for this. Yep. The only person to blame is me, which is pretty typical. So, hey, you know, it's for the kids.
And it's Atlanta Face and Body that did it, right?
Yeah.
The forehead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Atlanta Face and Body sponsored the smooth forehead. And then now the smooth forehead is sponsored by the Poo Dude today.
All right, Cameron. So every video that you see from the Burt Show today will indeed have the Poo Dude logo on Kristen's forehead.
I will be sure to catch every one of them.
Okay. I even put a little bit of white makeup underneath to make sure the logo really
pops a little
bit. Because I wanted you to see it. So there's actually some white makeup back there to make her sing.
Absolutely. The best $500 you have ever spent on advertising is right here, right now. I can assure you.
Oh, definitely.
All right, man. Thank you for the kids for Burt's Big Adventure. We appreciate you.
Of course.
The Burt Show.